Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, this is Naptown Eddie, a.k.a. Eddie Parker. What's going on? This is my first podcast on Anchor FM. Usually I'm on iHeart, Spotify, SoundCloud, and Spreaker.com. But I'm moving the format over to a new format, and that's on Anchor FM. So everybody, make sure you stay in tune to the Naptown Eddie Show. It'll be a lot more for you. Many guests from, you know, politics, sometimes musical artists, maybe actors, directors, you name it, Naptown Eddie. Make sure y'all stay in tune. The show airs at least once a week. And other than that, I'll make sure it'll be the best show that you ever hear on the airwaves, the internet airwaves.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Naptown Eddie, a.k.a. Eddie Parker. How y'all doing? Usually I'll say my real name first, and then I'll say Naptown Eddie. But anyways, how's everyone doing today? Once again, I said I'm getting out of the Spreaker platform. I will be doing my shows at iHeartRadio still, and Spotify. I'm still on there, so don't get it twisted. Your man Naptown Eddie ain't gone nowhere. Second of all, what else I want to address? So, the latest, I saw an article on the internet about Taraji Henson. Well, I do Empire. I am a background actor on Empire. And I've seen her on a couple of episodes, a couple of shows that we've done. She shows no signs of pregnancy. But I do not have the balls yet to walk up to that woman and be like, hey, congratulations on your pregnancy. Yes, she is 47 years old. But hey, you see what Kenya been doing. You see Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson is 50 years old and still fine. Excuse me for saying that. But anyway, yeah, she's still getting it in. So it doesn't matter how old you are. I guess you can still get knocked up, you know. It's what it is, you know. Guys is over 70 years old, still knocking up women. Why not women over 40 years old get knocked up? Who knows? Anyway, so, right now I'm just trying to get all this thing, I'm trying to get my platform situated, my brand together, because I ain't got time to talk about 2019. It's about every day for me. And, you know, come 2019, I'm be doing this and this and this. Nah, it's about every day to me. Every single day. That's what matters. Because one thing is for sure, when the Reaper comes, he comes. And he doesn't have a set, he has a set date for you, but you just don't know the date. That's the messed up part. You know, it's just like when the doctors sit there and say, oh, he got 2 weeks to live. How the hell can you determine someone's life expectancy? How can you do that? You know, many people will say, it's in God's hands. And it really is. It's in God's hands at the end of the day. So it's a beauty to be doing this podcast on anchorfm.com and on pocketcast.com. And also on many other websites that this platform has been on. So, yeah, I'm doing podcasts from now on, and hopefully I'll be having more interviews on here. I've emailed a mayoral candidate's campaign manager. They promised me they were going to do an interview with me in December. I'll reveal who that candidate is. It told me they'll, you know, do an interview with me in December, and then I'm emailing them, asking them questions. I never had a response. So this person better not ever campaign on promises, because you cannot even deliver a promise that you give to an average Joe who do a podcast. Another note, I just want to tell everyone, you know, just follow your dreams, man. Be because you have one life to live, and live it on your own damn terms. Don't let nobody do it for you. Some people want to dictate your life. Don't let them. Don't let them dictate nothing. You dictate your own damn life. You know, whatever you want to do, you're going to have people that's going to laugh at you, that's going to try to discourage you from doing what you want to do. Forget them. In other words, fuck them. Because all the dreams that you have, and they trying to discourage you from doing it, they had dreams too, but they didn't have the balls to do it. They didn't have the balls to go forward with their dreams. You know? Big shout out to William Smith, who played LeVar Smith on Empire. Big shout out to him. He's been doing stand-in work for Lucius Lyon. I mean, not Lucius Lyon, it's Terrence Howard, as, you know, who plays Lucius Lyon on Empire. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to the casting company that keeps casting me for a star. Big shout out to them. Also, big shout out to all my true supporters. Don't sit up here and say you support me, and I know you don't support me. My last platform, I had statistics on who was supporting my show and who was not supporting my show. Yes. I'm not tripping on who support me, who don't support me. That's the thing. But don't sit there and lie to me and say that you support me, and I know good damn well you don't support me. That's the messed up part, ain't it? Trust me. Another note. I have not seen Creed yet. I'm a big Rocky guy. I have seen every Rocky movie. Creed is a Rocky movie. I don't give a damn. But what shocks me that Sylvester Stallone says he's not doing any Rocky no more. You full of shit. You gonna go out there and do Rocky. You had a Golden Globe for Rocky after doing it for over 40 years. So you are gonna keep doing Rocky. We'll have a petition for your old ass to get out there and keep doing Rocky. I love Rocky. Rocky is a big inspiration. It's been an inspiration of my life. I never, as far as Sylvester Stallone, I don't agree with his politics. I never met the guy, but you know, he's a great inspiration to what I'm trying to do in my career. One of the inspirations. Also, on another note, what else I wanted to address? So, like I said, we're having more shows, and hey, it is going to be more lit. Naptown 80 show is going to be the most lit podcast of all time. It's going to top Joe Budden. Yes, I said it. And if you ever listen to this, yes, I said it. Hell, you had a hell of an advantage over me. Motherfucker, you are a talented recording artist. I didn't listen to you. Well, the last album was pretty good. His last album was great. I have to say about Joe Budden, his last album was great. He should keep rapping. But anyway, he is the top podcast guy in the world right now, and I'm looking to top him. That's all that is as far as come to the podcast. And I'm going to have more regular people on the show, and I'm going to have more, I don't know about recording artists. Recording artists, I'm trying to iffy on that. Recording artists, they're very funny. I'm going to have authors, poets, more intellectuals, more people who, more doctors and lawyers and politicians I'm going to have to interview. So yeah. Naptown Eddie Show is going to be lit from this day on, this day out. Naptown Eddie Show is going to be lit. I love anchorfm.com. Thank you for the opportunity for this, because now it's going to a whole different level, and I still will be uploading videos on YouTube. I'm telling you, y'all, for all the people that keep supporting the Naptown Eddie brand, trust me. Naptown Eddie is going to look out for you, and Naptown Eddie is, I'm telling you, it's going to take off. It's going to take off straight up. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and I might grab a drink or something. I ain't no telling. But hey, this is Eddie Parker, a.k.a. Naptown Eddie. Much love, Naptown Eddie, over and out.